because I am so post-happy, I was not expecting how long it would take to create a 20 to 30 minute show.
Exactly. Especially if you edit.
About 2 to 3 hours. Three hours recording a 20 to 30 minute show. And I realized that if I was like, God love him, big fatty, and just natter on and didn't care about the pauses and the hiccups and the uhs, then it'd be a lot easier. But in my case, no, I try to get rid of those uhs. I try to get rid of the pauses, and because just like that there, I stop to think of what I want to say, because I'm being an actor. I'm very careful about my phrasing.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I was not expecting how long it would take to create a 20 to 30 minute show.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 829 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 5th of April, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we are going to have a show filled with uhs and pauses, and yes, Big Fatty, it's going to take about 3 hours. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it was back to the coal mine for Big Fatty on Monday, and y'all, I spent most of the day going through the E-ladders. Through the E-ladders, y'all, because they were backed up as if, like, they were part of Big Fatty's colon. Yes, Big Fatty, you fibered them out. And, y'all, Larry Klein and I, on Monday, went to the Mellow Mushroom, and they've just opened a new one in the Charleston area. And, y'all, we had the cutest little waiter. His name was Jamie with an EY. And, y'all, we just wanted to rip his pants off of him and eat his butt. Big Fatty, we're having Cheerios. But, anyway, y'all, he was just cute as a button. And, y'all, I ordered the club sub without the mayonnaise or the tomatoes. And y'all, it had ham and turkey and bacon and cheese, melted cheese on it, and lettuce, and it was on a wheat roll. Y'all, I could only eat half of it. And y'all, that's a good thing, because I'm trying to get back into just regular, y'all, that is the club sub. But I'm trying to get back into a regular eating routine, because y'all, I've got to be svelte. I've just got to be svelte when I head on out to California. And y'all, that trip's coming up quick. It is coming up quick, y'all. So anyway, in fact, I'm planning on announcing sometime this week what the plan is for the meet and greet in the Southern California. Y'all, I'm pretty much set on it, and so look for that announcement later this week. I know Melissa the Confused was asking about that, but y'all, she'll just have to wait. Yes, Big Fatty, make her wait. Make her listen to 20 minutes or 3 hours. It takes me about 3 hours to produce this little show. As you heard, the Seda 69 and the John Ong nattering about Big Big Natty at the beginning of today's little show. But y'all, also during the day today, y'all, I've been working on buying this time for retirement that I've earned, and y'all, it takes a while to do these kinds of things, but y'all, I cashed in a couple of different accounts that I had been having money withheld just for this method, but y'all, I didn't quite have enough to buy all the time, so today, y'all, I wrote the final check to buy, and what was it? It was 2 years, 4 months, and 12 days of retirement that I had earned, but I had not paid into the retirement system, the coal miner's retirement system. So y'all, now y'all, that is all paid. Y'all, so now I have about 33 years in the coal miner's retirement system. As of May the 1st, I believe, because I'll have 31 years September the 10th, but if you add 2 years, 4 months, and 12 days, I think that takes it back to May the 1st, and that gives me 2 additional years as of May the 1st, so it'll be 33 years. So, y'all, speaking of anniversariums, y'all, it was this day a year ago, the first Tuesday of April, y'all, that the new furniture came here to the Fat Cave. So, y'all, it's been here rotting for... rotting furniture, Big Freddy, that's right. It's just putting up with your vulgarness, with your gaseousness, yes. it's been rotting as if it were on the deck of a junket ship. Y'all, speaking of ships, y'all, several people have said to me that, Big Freddy, I just enjoy hearing so much about your cruise that it's just made me want to take one. And, y'all, that is just some of the nicest things I've heard, and people are actually looking into it and everything. So, anyway, but y'all, so I bought the last of my retirement that I could purchase, and y'all, I have made a grave error. I have made a grave error, and I need to rectify it right this second. Yes, Big Fatty, get on it! Y'all, I cannot believe it, but y'all, I did not know this, and as I say, you've got to remind me of these things, but y'all, Monday, when I am recording this, so I consider myself still within the acceptable time, y'all, Monday was the celebration of the exiting of the birth canal for the patron saint of the BFO. Y'all couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it, y'all. It was all over the 20 when I woke up on Monday morning. Is that Mr. Tim Cormont? Oh, happy birthday, patron saint. Yes, Big Freddy, you better get that one corrected.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Peter from Atlanta. I was just calling because, well, you threatened to not do certain shows if we didn't call. Although I don't think you really had the heart for that, and even if you did, you'd probably just come back after the missed show and say you woke up early and podcasted into the toilet. and that was just a little joke I wanted to share. Hope it made you giggle. And otherwise, love your shows. Hope you're having a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is Apollonius Peter. Peter, not Peter G. That's Peter from Atlanta. Apollonius. And y'all, I had just the sweetest e-letter from him while I was on the trip. And y'all, he's going to send me a little something special to the P.O. Box. And that, y'all, it makes Big Fatty very happy. It makes Big Fatty very happy. And I only wish that... that that had happened a little sooner, but y'all, there was confusion involved. And now, Apollonius, are you inferring that I dump a podcast out? Oh no, it takes 2 or 3 hours to do these, Big Fatty. He just doesn't know how hard you work on these and how meticulous you are with the editing all. But y'all, speaking of confusion, y'all, if ever there is confusion, when you say confusion, you damn well better believe that there's going to be a telephone call from Miss Kathy Bacon. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Kathy Bacon. I was just wondering if you could help me with something. Miss Nessa would like to receive some letters through the mail, handwritten, not typed on a keyboard and printed from a printer, just handwritten with a pen or a pencil or a marker, I suppose. She probably wouldn't even care if it was a color crayon. Anyway, she wants to receive some handwritten letters, and I was just wondering if maybe you could ask your listeners. Oh, that's right. I'm the only one that ever calls. It'd probably be unlikely anyone would write. Well, I was just going to say maybe they could send a letter to Miss Nessa to your address, and then when you get, 3 or 4 of them, then I would send you an envelope with postage, and you could forward it on to Miss Nessa at your earliest convenience. And just think, when she wakes up on Christmas Eve and goes to the mailbox, womp womp. Okay, well, it was a good idea while it lasted. Goodbye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say. Y'all, evidently Nessa, y'all, I thought Ms. Bacon says that Nessa wanted to refuse some letters, but y'all, I think she was saying receive. But y'all, what you could do, if you wanted to write Nessa a little letter, you could mail it to P.O. Box 561 Woodland Hills, California 91365, and address it to Hello Nessa. And y'all, then when I go by for the Rapture dinner, I could just pick them up, and then I could carry them to Nessa the next day, assuming that the Rapture doesn't occur, and hand deliver them to her. So y'all, if you would like to write to Miss Nessa, just send a handwritten, do not print it on the printer on the computer. Handwrite a note and address it to Hello Nessa, P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. And y'all, there'll be a delivery, and hopefully she'll get it before grandma. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Brian and Kevin in Danbury. Hope you're having a good time. I know you're going to need some relax and recuperation from your big cruise. I'm sure you've got lots of stories to tell, but we have a story to tell you, and that we went to Kohl's. Not only did we find a shirt uglier than the one that Ramble found, and we posted it on the Twitter, but
can you hear that?
We spent over $400. We saved $292, and only our end of our bill was only $107. So we saved a whole lot of money and a coupon, a really big coupon. It was 30% off.
One more.
Love ya. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, those are the Danbarys. That's Kevin and Brian up there in Danbury. And y'all, it sounds to me like they have had a coupon hootenanny. And that is wonderful. But y'all, you can save a lot of money at the Kohl's now. It's no Ross Dress for Less, let me just tell you. But KOHL'S is Kohl's. And y'all, Big Friday had one of those 30% off coupons before he went on the big cruise. But y'all, I didn't need anything. I just didn't. And so it expired. And y'all, I've got a 20% sitting right here in front of me right now. But y'all, I just don't need anything. I've got so many damn clothes, it's just ridiculous. What I need is to clean out my closet and go buy some new clothes. Yes, Big Fatty, that ain't all you need.
Sister Big Fatty, how are you? Did you get on the wrong cruise ship? I mean, they won't let you buy anything over $5. They have a potted meat sandwiches and bologna that you had to fold the bread and over it. They won't even let you have 2 slices. Lord, Big Fatty, it sounds like you have been sent on a cruise to Guantanamo Bay. I was just chatting over there with Vera Charles.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
About, you know, when Vera goes on a cruise, they see the queen's name down there on the paper and ask, is it Elizabeth or Vera? Because, you know, Elizabeth wouldn't have to have the neck turned to repaint. But if Vera's coming, Lord, they give them little six-year-old Mexican children paintbrushes. And we all know that if she had a black cabin steward, that's all I'm saying, that, no, a black cabin steward, that much like myself, she would ask to change rooms at once, because I just couldn't have them going from the things like there, right? I hope Miss Kitty hit all her stuff well, but not like that lovely young lady down there in, I believe, the Florida, the Lakeland, Florida, that had the 86 bags of heroin in her vagina and some change, like 22 cents or some such. So I hope Kitty didn't hide it that good. It just, you know, pull a board up off the floor. But anyway, take out your checkbooks, children. We're going to raise money to send Big Fatty on a proper cruise. Send those checks to P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And the person will be sure to credit Sister Fatty's account at once. Well, she will not be on a cruise that has potted meat muffin. Lord Jesus. All right, Sister Nixon, I hope you enjoy the Mexico and don't get any social diseases in the Tijuana or the Cozumel or wherever you may find yourself. Have a wonderful rest of your week. I hope Kitty gets back with all her purchases. I can't believe you didn't put Miss Vader in one of your packages. And I hope that the report that the skull has found her way on your ship ain't true. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm not sure who that was. They didn't identify themselves. Y'all, Jeremiah, I believe he made the exact same identical call to the Little Walnut Hill show. And y'all, speaking of the Little Walnut Hill show, y'all, did you hear the, because I'm just catching up, but y'all, the one on, when was it? I guess it was a Friday, because I can assure you the Monday one ain't out yet. But y'all, the one on Friday, y'all, she was just chewing people's ass. She was chewing people's ass because they say love ya. Love ya instead of I love you. And y'all, so you know, Poodle McNoodle picked up the phone and she called over to speak to Vera. And y'all on the outgoing messages, it said to ignore the man on the yes, spit it out, big y'all. I tell you what, let's just play it for you right now. Yes, Big Fatty, do it.
Hello, lovies. This is your Auntie Vera Charles. Leave your message after the tone and ignore the idiot talking about a fax. He just works here and I don't pay him, so I don't worry. Love you, lovies.
Now, y'all, I tell you what, she can dish it out, but, you know, no, what I do is I say, not as I do. Yes, Big Fatty, that's how she rolls. That is just how she rolls. Now, y'all, I got a couple of phone, I've got a couple of other phone calls, y'all, but I'm not going to be able to get to them today because, y'all, as you hear, we're out of time. And y'all, the 3 hours it's going to take me to edit this, there's just no time to add additional cellular telephonic devices. Y'all, I went and got the Euro changed in the Ford Explosion today, and y'all, it wasn't too bad. It was about $30-something, and they rotated the tires and everything, and then they said, oh, Big Fatty, next week you need to bring it in so we can put new brakes on the front and back. And I said, well, how much is that going to cost? They said, oh, about $200 for the front and $200 for the back. And I turned to them and I said,
I was not expecting how long it would take to create a 20 to 30 minute show.
Big Fatty, why did you tell them that? They don't know anything about nobody else.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use
the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.